Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining Blog Talk Ministries that is presented to you through Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, and we would like to say how happy we are that we have the man of God that will be bringing the word forth so you can catch us by Blog Talk, which you're listening through, or you can go to Facebook and catch the man of God if he's on Facebook tonight. That is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, which I know is going to bring an exciting word on tonight. We have the ministry that is called Read Along. Read along with us for yourself. Get your pens and pads and your Bible out so that you can read along and take down the notes you need to take down and get your highlighter so you can highlight key words and key scriptures that will be given to you on tonight. So with that being said, let's take this time out to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for today, oh God. Thank you for another chance to come before you and to hear your word. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to start off with prayer, and then we're going to check to see if the man of God is on the line, and then we're going to go into the word, and we're going to say the chance for you all to unmute your phones later, because what we're asking you to do now is mute your phones so that you will be able to hear what the man of God is saying, and we won't have any distractions in the background. Oh, amen. So let's go into prayer right now. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this chance to come before you. We thank you for the chance to just say, God, here I am, standing, laying, or kneeling before you, asking you to forgive me of every sin, oh God, asking you to come into my heart, come into my life, take over my mind and take over my thoughts, God. I'm asking you to just do what you need to do to bring me to the point that I need to come to, that I know that I need you. In this time that we're in this pandemic, God, we know it's a chance for us to shut up and to be shut down with you, oh Lord. Teach us how to want to get to know you. Teach us how to want to get to know your word, read your word, that we may hide it in our heart so that we may not sin against you. God, teach us how to get a desire for you even the more, to ask you to decrease us that, God, you may increase. God, we ask you to just give us a mindset to just desire, to just ask you to just be in our life, in our hearts, to just let us make a mantle and a motto in our house for this day, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let us put Joshua 24:15 over our doorpost. God, that it says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God, we just want to thank you for our life. Thank you for the breath of life, God. Thank you for the abilities that you gave us, oh Lord. Thank you for letting us be able to walk, be able to talk, be able to think, be able to speak, be able to hear, and be able to listen. And God, just give us a heart to receive you and your word, and to receive all the people that you have put in front of us and around us and with us, God. Give us a heart to receive them as you receive them and to see them as you see them, God. For we know that your ways are not our ways or your thoughts our thoughts. But, God, we just ask you to just take over and be God in our life, God. We just ask you to take over and just engulf America, oh, God. Give them the desire even the more, God. Give them the desire that when everything is over with, said and done, that they will still desire you, still want to serve you, still want to seek you, still want to be in your arms, oh Lord. Give us that desire, God, that we may not turn back. We won't go back to what we used to do. We won't go back to what we used to know. We won't go back to what was comfortable for us. But God, teach us how to want to leave our comfort zone and to come before you, oh God, and just ask you for your love and kindness every day of our life. Ask you for your deliverance every day of our life. Teach us how to be faithful every day of our life. Teach us how to walk in faith, God, every day of our life. Teach us how not to just walk by what we see and what we hear, but teach us how to seek after you. Get in your word and seek you, oh God, day and night. Meditate on your word day and night. For God, we are asking you these things from our heart. Cover America. Cover America from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. God, cover the world from the North Pole to the South Pole. God, get it even in the middle around the equator. For God, we ask you to cover everything in the land, on the land, and in the sea and on the sea. God, we just ask you to cover it all because your word has said that everything have breath, praise the Lord. God, but God, we're asking you to give everything that have breath the desire to want to serve the Lord. And I believe this is so. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Troy Thomas, are you on the line yet?
I am on the line. I am on the line.
And with that being,
I'm also streaming Facebook Live at the same time.
Okay. Well, let me hook up my Facebook while I'm handing it over to you so that I can see and hear you at the same time. It's in your hands,
God bless everyone. God bless everyone that's on here tonight. Thank God for you being a part of our Facebook Live as well as our Blog Talk Radio. So good to see everybody on here. Thank you for coming and being a part. We're going to have a little discussion. There will be a little biblical discussion, but it's going to be more good old-fashioned, as my mama say, common sense. We praise God for what he's done. We praise God that he's kept us. David Perkins, God bless you. Cynthia Miller, Elder Keith McKillen, God bless you. Kim Simmons, God bless you. Cozy McAdoo, Prophet Pastor Lonnie Davis, Minister Margot McCoy, ain't she, how you doing? Toya Butcher, DeMelva, God bless you. T, good to see you. Carmelita, that's my cousin. We call her Carmarifa. I love her so much. Sylvia Kaiser, God bless you. My little cousin, Valene, God bless you guys. Love you so very much. It's going to be, I'm going to have some biblical content to it, but I just want to have a nice conversation. And I want you to participate. And if you can, while we're talking, why don't you share this so that some people can get the whole thing? And sometimes what happens is while it's going live, people will look more often than those that will look at it later on. So let's share it while it is live and going on at the same time. Janine, God bless you, Evangelist Wilmer. I want to talk about a subject called To Tell the Truth. To Tell the Truth. Thank you, Mr. Kaiser, for sharing that, for sharing with us. I'm also, like I said, I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. I love you too. Oftentimes we come in contact with people, with things, characters, and situations that sometimes Pastor Lonnie Davis, that we don't actually get a chance to be honest about. We kind of let things lie and don't say too much about certain things. And what it does is, at times, it gives people a false hope. It gives people a false view of things. Veronica, God bless you. Because people are not being honest. And most times, if we could just find those that can be honest, some need to be brutally honest. Or some just need to be direct or indirectly honest with some people to help them to get past situations in their life and to see things clearly. And what happens is, Pastor Davis, Pastor Lonnie Davis, is we leave people in deception. And what we do, leaving them in deception, is we talk about them later on. We say how they should have handled it or how they could have handled it. And can you believe, God bless you, Shannon, always from Las Vegas, well, how they should have handled it and what they should have said. And he is, and they are, we're not giving them the truth about stuff. We're leaving them in a position to do things the wrong way, to think the wrong way, not to deal with reality and not to switch up doing things how they normally do things. What I found out, Pastor Davis, is this, that people have a perception of how things are supposed to go. People have a idea of what they believe things should go. My father taught me that in one situation, there is more than one way to deal with that situation. And what tends to happen is, Veronica, is we get what is known as tunnel vision. And what I mean by tunnel vision is we look at things in one aspect, and we get stuck in that one aspect. And Pastor John sent us, we never have the ability, or we have not gained the ability, to look at things in more than one way. The purpose of it, excuse me, is to gain success. The purpose of this is to be delivered, to be set free, to come out of our way of thinking. For the Bible says his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So let's just do this. I want to go to Proverbs, the 27th chapter. Proverbs, the 27th chapter. I will start at the first verse. I just want to go to the sixth verse. I want to go Proverbs. I'm going to stay in Proverbs. It's a very, my father, Pastor Lottie Davis, was this kind of man. When we got in trouble, what he would do is he made us go and sit at the table, down our own table, and read the book of Proverbs. And now, because my father believed that the book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and what it causes you to do is it causes you to think, to have common sense, to do things in a biblical manner. So this was my father's punishment after he whipped us, after he lectured us, for us to read the book of Proverbs. So Proverbs, the 27th chapter, the first through the sixth verse says, "Boast not of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both." Once again, a stone is heavy, and the sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous. A wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous. But who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke. Watch this. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Because faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I'm going to go back to the fifth verse. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I want to talk about to tell the truth. Scenario. Here it is. You know somebody, and they're not living the best that they can. And they're surrounded by people that won't be honest. They're surrounded by people. Excuse me, one more scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 says this: "Be not misled. Company corrupts good character." Jaden, why did you go? I'm sorry, cheering. Once again, 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. "Be not misled. Bad company corrupts good character." I know some people. I'm pretty sure you know some people. What happens is, Pastor Frank, God bless you. Kim Cunningham, God bless you. What happens is, Pastor Davis, is they got people around them that won't be honest with them. And what they tend to say is, "Oh, that's just them." So if I'm your friend and you my friend, why you can't tell me the truth? For instance, how about this? You know that dress is too small. And you don't tell your friend, "Girl, you look a mess." The dress is cute. The concept was cute. But it was not cute on you because your body style does not fit that particular outfit. Your boy, "Man, look, she's a nice lady, but she's not for you. She's not for you." How about this? You think you pimping and you playing, but you're not pimping and playing. What you're doing is looking like an old fool. You're looking crazy what you're doing. You're looking crazy how you're saying, how you're reacting. And there are people that are around you that won't tell you the truth. They look at you and they laugh and they mock you behind your back. And but they say they're your friends. They say that they care about you. They say that they care for you, but they won't take the love of God and show you real love. They won't tell you that's wrong. They won't tell you that's not right, baby. They won't tell you you can do better than that. Stop doing this and stop doing that. Here is another avenue to take that might bring you success in the middle of what's going on. But we will not be the friend, once again, Proverbs 27 and 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. In other words, as my friend, I should be able to tell Pastor Lonnie Davis is a very good friend of mine. He's a brother to me. And he can be 100 with me. I'm the kind of person, I appreciate somebody really being 100 with me. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear, because the household I grew up in, my mother was cutthroat. I'm talking about cutthroat. She didn't pull no punches. She didn't believe in stroking your ego. She didn't believe when it came to your soul, she did not believe that she should hold back because of you might not receive it. Because in her thoughts and mind, Pastor Laz, was if I hold back the truth, it may cause you to go to hell. If I hold back the truth, it may put your blood may be required in my hands because I saw it and did not address the situation in truth. We were on a talk with our Bishop William Hutchison III, and he began to tell us things that he feel as leaders that we should put in forefront. And forefront meaning this is the guideline of holiness. These are things that we should not do, we should not allow in leadership, because we represent God, represent his word, and people are watching us, and we should be aware, Elder Foster, of what we say and what we do because people are watching us. So we are so worried, at this, it seems, in this place and time, Pastor Davis, Pastor Laz, that people are more concerned, Tavala, they're more concerned about having butts in the seat and money in the plate than worry about the souls of the people. That's what it seems. And some people they just want some friends. I know some people that what happens is it does not matter, Tiffany, what the person may do. They know they're wrong. You have your girlfriend that's cheating on her husband. That's right. Followers turn into leadership for God. That's right. They do. They turn to us. But we're not examples of true holiness. You have your girlfriend and she dipping off on her husband. And you holding her secret. Instead of telling her, you wrong, don't tell me your mess. Don't bring your mess around me. You have a man, he's cheating on his wife with multiple women, or just cheating on her, period. And you won't be honest about it. You're holding the secret. You're holding these things hostage, and you're not telling them they're wrong. Because if you want to cheat on your wife, you shouldn't be married. If you don't cheat on your husband, you should be married. And if you have a lust demon, you need to get delivered. You need to get free. You need to do some fasting and some praying, and you need to get a gully washing, as they call it, Pastor Davis, we grow up, so that you can get free from the spirit of lust, lasciviousness, and perversion that you have adopted, that's now ruining a blessing that God gave you called marriage. And guess what? What happens is that maybe they wasn't the person you're supposed to marry, but you didn't ask God first. But what you did, you went and got them, then you asked God after the fact. So otherwise, you put the cart before the horse. And that's why, Pastor Frank, you become, keeping their secrets, you become a part of the sin. Because what's done in the dark will come to the light. It's coming to the light because it should not be. We have people in the ministry, people in church that's walking around. They've been hurt. They've been devastated. They live their life in a place of hurt. They live their life in a place of bitterness. You have so many bitter people out here, Shannon, that they're using their children to get back at the other parent. Now, imagine if there was a parent that didn't want to be bothered with the kid, they'll be hunting the parent down. Oh, you're going to see him. Oh, you're going to see her. Mirrors back and forth. They're hunting down. They're child support court because they want the parent to be in their life. Then you find those that the parent wants to be in the child's life and the other parent holds back the child. They play these games of, I'm mad at you because you don't want me. And then their girlfriends or their homies sitting around, that they got them homies, well, if I can't have her, then I'm not doing nothing for the kid. And you do not say nothing to the man or to the woman. right, type at the bottom of the screen, to tell the truth. To tell the truth, your bitterness and your anger towards that man has nothing to do with that child. I know I'm saying something. Her not want to be bothered with you as a child's father has nothing to do with you as a man taking care of your responsibility. It has nothing to do with that. What happens is we get so emotionally distraught, we get so emotional, so in our feelings that we begin to let our personal issues begin to be the forefront of how we deal with things. The children need their father. The children need you to support them. They need funds. Guess what? And most time, the money that you give them in child support is not really having a full effect on their household because their mother is still bearing the most of the burden that's going on in the household. This way, I pay child support. I got many children. I got to pay where I wait. But the fact of the matter is we let our personal problems and issues be the reasons why we don't do what we're supposed to do. Then we got these people around us. Once again, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not misled. When you're not telling your friends the truth, you are misleading them. When you're pretty much saying it's okay for you to play games with your child against their father because he don't want you. What you're saying is to him, it's okay if you don't take care of your kids because your baby mama don't do what you want her to do and she stopped giving you some, and so you can't get no more, so now you don't want to do nothing with her or the kids. You're being misled by people around you, and the fact of the matter is people today don't want to be around people that would tell them the truth. They rather believe the lie than the truth. They want to be deceived, so they feel like if I'm being deceived, that I don't have to deal with reality, responsibility, and accountability. If I'm saying something, if I'm talking real good, come on, tap on the bottom screen, keep talking. If I'm saying something worth listening to, type on the bottom of the screen, keep talking. We have this competency to just not be honest with people around us. There's another friend of mine here, Bishop Timothy Pleasant. We have that type of thing where we can be honest with each other. I have another friend, brother, Pastor Johnny Marshall. We can be honest with each other. Apostle Larry Tabron, we can be honest with each other because we have that type of kinship. They don't cover my mess, and I don't cover theirs. Now, listen to me. We don't always have to be ignorant or we have to be belligerent toward each other. We have the kind of love for each other that we could tell each other the truth in love. We can be honest and say, that's not a good idea, bro. Why don't we just go another way? Did you look at it this way? Not only that, I surround myself with young men, with men of God, that say, you know what, did you pray, bro? Did you pray about that? Did you pray? Okay, now if you prayed, did you hear what God had to say? Because are you walking in your flesh and your emotions, or are you walking as a man of God? Or not only as a man of God, but as a Christian. Christianity means to be Christ-like. Are you walking in the place of Christianity, Prophet B.K. Thompson? Are you walking in the place that you can hear what God is saying as a Christian? Because my desire is to please God our Father. Proverbs, the first chapter, and the first verse says, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Once again, let's try it one more time. The second verse says, to know wisdom and instructions, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give subtly to the simple, to the young men knowledge and discretion. Apostle Bernice Williams, we call her Mama Bernice, she said, as men and women of God, you must be discreet in what you do. Discretion. Everybody ain't got to know what your left hand doing, what your right hand doing. It ain't everybody's business, but we have to be wise in what we do. It says, a wise man, it says, to give subtly to example, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. a wise man will hear. Once again, a wise man will hear, a wise woman will hear, and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel. The problem is, like I said before, we don't want to hear wise counsel. We just want amen corner. We don't want anybody to tell us that we're full of it, that we need to be healed, that we're not living the life which we believe we're living. There are people out here in ministry, and there are pastors out here that have ministerial staff and have people in the church, and they won't tell them, baby, you need deliverance. Somebody holler deliverance. They won't tell them that your heart is broken, and because your heart is broken and your mental capacity is as of such that you are walking in place of Ichabod, oh, Lord Jesus, void of Jesus Christ. But what happens is we let these things, Bishop Lee, go and don't say nothing to them. We let them walk around in deception. We let them walk around not knowing that they need their deliverance. And what we do is we put them up before people knowing that they have these proclivities, and we never talk to them. And what we do as leadership, we just say, that's just them. Lord help us today. That's just them. That's just them what? So as your pastor, as your leader, I shouldn't tell you that you're wrong. As your pastor, as your leader, I shouldn't tell you that you need deliverance. I shouldn't call you into counsel and ask you what's going on. I should not hold you accountable for your actions. I should just let you go by and wait till you come to me. Pastor Davis, what do you think about that? Should I just allow and wait, sit back, watch the sheep die? Watch them die mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and never say to them, hey, come in the office, let us talk. Call me, let's go to dinner. Sit down, let's have a meeting. I should just sit back and watch them die emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that would in turn turn into physically. To tell the truth, should we not approach them and say, I love you. I see greatness in you. And not only do I see greatness in you, and because I see greatness in you, I don't want to see you fail unnecessarily. So I'm going to tell you the truth. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counseling. To understand the proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. A fool despises wisdom and instructions. So we find ourselves surrounded by foolish people. Unique, what's up, man? We find ourselves surrounded by people that don't want to hear the truth. And the fact of the matter is, we're scared to say something to these people because we're scared we're going to lose a friend. Once again, Proverbs 27 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful. If I'm your friend, I'm going to be the first one to tell you the truth. If you got halitosis and your breath is offending people, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you, listen, bro, sis, look, take one of these. It's called, take one of these. Put one in one side right here, put the other in this side right here, then put one on your tongue. Do not bite them. Do not chew them. Let them dissolve so that it can marinate down your throat. That's just the real talk. If you have a body odor, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like, as my friend, if it's not fitting your demeanor or your how you dress, not only that, how you dress, if I'm your friend, guess what I'll do? I will go and I will buy you something if you can't do it as your friend. It's just, I know, Pastor Dave, it's just the truth of the matter. If I'm your friend, I have to tell, if don't nobody else in your life tell you the truth, your mama, your daddy, and your friend. Once again, if don't nobody in your life tell you the truth, it's your mama, your daddy, and your friend. Your cousin may not. Grandma be like, oh, baby. But most old people, they don't pull no punches. They will tell you, look, your breath is killing me. Did you brush? You need to see a dentist. That is that your backside? Go get in the shower. Girl, that is crazy. Let that man see his kids. Boy, go take care of your children. You out here pimping and playing, buying new cars and gym shoes, and your children need clothes and shoes need something to eat. We are steady walking, Pastor John. We are steady walking in deception because we are surrounded by people that will not tell you the truth. I don't want you, my friend. You can't tell me the truth. I'm not talking about tell me the truth because you don't like what I, because you don't like me, because you don't care for me. No, tell me the truth because in telling me the truth, it would help me go a better way than I'm going. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. But guess what? If I got real friends around me, real men and women of God, my mother, my parents that love me, even my siblings that love me, they'll tell me to, so I can direct myself in another way. So instead of, the Bible says that wide is the path that leads unto destruction, but narrow is the way that leads unto righteousness. You're going to have to walk a fine line sometimes, but the truth of it, the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But if I don't tell you the truth, if I let you walk around deception, what is that about? Am I being a friend? Even when it comes to your children, you know, I saw my friends got hard-headed kids. True talk. And we won't tell our friends, you need to beat your child, but the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child, beat them, you will not kill them. The Bible says the rod of correction will drive it far from them. But I don't believe in corporal punishment. Pastor David, I was talking to Mother Frank in Indiana, and she began to tell me that what happened is we don't want to do what our parents did when it came to raising children. Now, some what our parents did was very brutal, and today they will go to jail. My mama hit me on top of the head with a high-heel shoe. She told me and my godbrother, Robert Michael Spence, he's going to be the Lord, told us, that's right, told us to stop playing in the mall. But we thought she was talking to Auntie Love, my parents, no mind. Pastor Davis, and one swoop of her hand, just she went around like this, bang, and put her shoe back on. Hit me in the top of my head with a high-heel shoe, right here. And it began to bleed. She told me, fix your face, shut your mouth, go to the bathroom, rinse your head off, because we got to go back to church. Now, that's brutal. But we don't discipline our children. We talk to them. We give them time after time after time after time. Because the truth of the matter is, it's not because that we cannot do it. We're just too lazy to do it. My kids are just, your kids are just ignorant. Your kids are just unruly. Your kids need to be disciplined because you don't want to discipline your children because you don't want to be disciplined. I know. I stepped on some toes. Oh, well. The fact of the matter is you let your children be unruly because you're unruly. You don't want to abide by rules and regulations. You don't want to adhere to no accountability or responsibility. So then, therefore, you do your children the same way. So in order for you to discipline them, you must first discipline yourself. I know how it goes. You know, I know. They're both unnecessary. Amen. The fact of the matter, once again, you don't want to discipline your children because that means you have to discipline yourself. That means you'll stop having grown-folk conversation in front of your children. That means you have to walk away. Not only that, that means that you're going to have to be consistent in what you do. Pastor John finished. The truth will set you free, but at first it will make you mad. That's I'm going to leave right there. That's the truth. So your children are unruly. They're loud. They're ignorant. They're disrespectful. I tell everybody, right, I'm telling you about Pastor Troy. If you do not want your children butt whooped, you better not bring them to nowhere around me. That's real talk. Because I don't do hard head. I'm like my brother. That's why hard heads make me sneeze. I'm allergic to it. When I say sit down and be quiet, you don't do it when you get ready. You do what I tell you to do. I'm going to say it once. I may say it a second time because maybe you didn't hear me. Oh, but that third time, it's going to be some repercussions consequence. You got to know that. I just don't play them games. And the fact of the matter is, even spiritually so, if I've been telling you as your pastor, as your leader, to do some things, to get some things right, and you ignore what I'm doing, it's two things going to happen. I'm going to open rebuke you. Proverbs 27:5. Open rebuke is better than secret love. I'm going to openly rebuke you because I talked to you privately, and you did not hear me privately. But I bet you hear me publicly. And then if you don't still don't hear me publicly, I'm going to S you down. I'm going to sit you down. Because evidently you don't respect me enough to adhere to the instructions that have been given you for the house of God. And hard-headed grown people, hard-headed children, is the same. It's their hardness, hard-headed. Hey, Lorana, Evangelist Shepherd, God bless you. It's still, Quran, it's still hard-headed. Now, once again, the fact of the matter is we don't discipline our children because we don't want to be disciplined. That means we have to have accountability, responsibility, and consistency. There are certain things that we did not do. Evangelist Shepherd, Pastor Davis, we didn't stand in grown people's face and listen to their conversation. They told you to get out of grown people's conversation and go somewhere and sit down. But now we say things about our baby daddies to our children, which your personal feeling about the man that you had sex with and had a baby with is just that, your personal opinion. You keep your opinion about your kid's father to yourself. That's right. You get popped in the mouth. Keep your opinion about your baby daddy to yourself. If he's such a bad person, as time goes on, your children or child will see on their own, in their own time, just how that person really is. Vice versa. Keep your mouth, your personal opinion about your baby mama, who you put your thing in and who you had a kid with, to yourself. She got tired of your foolishness, you cheating on her, mistreating her, whipping her, giving her diseases, and now you mad because she don't want to be around you. That's your personal opinion. You keep it to yourself. Here we go back again. So then we have to be ready for accountability, responsibility, and consistency, not only when it comes to our children, but when it comes to ourselves. And when it comes, the fact of the matter is, if I love me, I love my friends. I have many associates. I do. But I have a few friends. And my friends, I'm able to be Troy. I'm able to be honest. I'm able to be transparent with them because that's just the truth. We need to learn how to tell the truth. Once again, type at the bottom of the screen, all this coming on, to tell the truth. To tell the truth is you are emotionally damaged. To tell the truth, what the men did to you, you have not let go of, and you need deliverance and freedom from it. Because you're dragging it along, and you're hurting other people with the places that you have not been delivered and set free from. You need to get delivered from what your mama didn't do for you as a child. So then not every woman you come in contact with, you mistreat. And you blame them for what your mama didn't do, what your grandmama didn't do, the love that you are missing in your life. And that is not their fault. You need to be delivered. You need counseling. And not only you don't need one session, you need a consistent sessions after sessions after sessions until your heart is cleansed, until your emotions are cleansed, until your mind is cleansed so that you're able to move on in a healthy place and not drag that garbage alone to your next relationship with whomever or whatever it may be. I just came on tonight to share with you. Tell the truth to your friends. Tell the truth. That outfit don't fit. It's a cute outfit. It ain't going to be cute on you because you got too many. It's not appropriate for church. It's not age appropriate for you. You can't go to Dots. You pass Dots, baby. Come on. Give me another one. You can't go to give me one of the cheap dress places that they go to. You can't go to Dollar Barn. Wherever they go, Thompson. Man, Thompson Barn pretty expensive. You can't go to these cheap dress places to buy you no outfit, honey. You need to go to a real store, department store. Because you guys of age, you're not in your 20s anymore. I still look 20. No, you don't. You don't look 20. You don't. Mm-mm, not at all. If I dyed all this black, it'd make me look younger. But I'm still 45. Forever 21. That's right. Shannon, you know how you lying. They go to these cheap stores and buy off these dresses for $3, and they look like they $3. And you look like $3 in it. You look like $3.50 in the dress. It's just the truth. You look a mess. But a real friend will tell you, do not put that on. I am a person of fashion. Don't you think so, Kenyatta? Etta Shepherd? But guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to wear skinny pants. I'm not wearing them. They're uncomfortable. I do slim. Lady Atkins, I do slim fit. I will. I put on slim fit pants. But I'm not putting on skinny. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm gonna tell you, you look a mess. I'm sorry. I'm not walking around with no braids in my head. I'm not walking around with my pants sagging. I'm 40 plus, almost 50 years old. You look, pull your pants up. Why do you have a belt on that you're not using? What is that about? You're not a thug anymore. You are 57. Your grandkid is going to have a grandkid. Jesus Christ himself. We need to learn how to tell the truth. Tell truth in love. Once again, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. If your friend can't tell you, who can tell you? To tell the truth, to be honest. And not only to be honest, we have to learn how to adhere to instructions, learn how to adhere to honesty and not reject it because we have deceived ourselves so that we want to walk around in deception. But if you want to walk around in deception, that is an inclination that there are some things going on the inside that you need to get to God about. That's what it's saying. That's what it's saying. It's saying that I have something, some insecurities that I need to be addressed, some hurts that I need to be addressed. You have friends that are insecure. They are beautiful people, inwardly and outwardly, but they hold their head down. They talk about themselves so negatively, and you won't encourage them counseling. You won't encourage them to get help. You let them walk around dying on the inside, hallelujah, dying on the outside because you won't speak up and tell them the truth. Because a lot of times, like I said, we won't be honest with them because we have yet to be honest with ourselves. I find it very discouraging that we have men and women of God and we have people in our church that we will not be honest with. We're waiting on them to come to us before we say something to them, instead of us as the leaders going to them to pull them out of disparity, to pull them out of depression, to pull them out of hurt, to pull them out. God has given us the authority and the power to be midwives between them and God our Father. People of God, my friends and my family, let's do better. Let's tell the truth. I'm not talking about being ignorant. I'm not talking about being crazy. That's why the Auntie Margaret Moore Church needs to encourage counseling. I had the privilege Saturday to do a memorial for a young lady. An old lady goes to works where I work at. She said, Troy, could you come and do the Lord's Prayer? Now, these are all Caucasians. There was three black people. When you know, when you can count the black people, you know weren't that many there. What happened was I had the opportunity to stand before about 45 to 50 white people and to say the Lord's Prayer. But not only did I say the Lord's Prayer, not only did I do another prayer, but I began to encourage them because of the devastation. The young lady, 19 years old, lost her life on a motorcycle accident because the young man driving was not experienced enough to make the right moves. And when he made the wrong move, it almost cost him his life, but caused the life of a 19-year-old young lady. Was her mother's only child and her grandmother's only grandbaby. I had the opportunity to stand there and say, because of the tragedy, the devil wants to slip in and bring depression. He wants to bring, he wants you to point the finger. He wants to put all that he can on you. But I encourage those people to get counseling. And I know in church, Pastor Williams, that counseling is a cuss word. Because black people have been taught they can handle everything. But white people go and get counseling. They learn how to deal with grief, with life itself, when they don't have the personal answers. But we as black people, we as colored people, tend to bury everything. But one way or another, it's coming back up. It's coming back up, and it's going to come out. And it comes up and out the wrong way. So let me encourage you. Let me push you. Let me talk to you about to tell the truth, not only to your friends and loved ones, but tell the truth to yourself. Now, you can lie to everybody in the world, but you can't lie to yourself. Sorry, you tried it. I look good in this dress. You know doggone well you don't fit that dress. You know it ain't fitting. And if you, the dress is so tight and so cheap that if you break wind, you're going to bust a hole in the back up. You know, the pants so tight, man, and so cheap. You're trying to be young. And the young men are laughing at you. Look at the old school. He look crazy. You got on skinny jeans, and you're sagging the skinny jeans you got on, and you're 57 years old. You look crazy. You look crazy. It's time to give some things up. I love you, and I appreciate you. Deliverance and therapy will make it. Yes, it will. Kim, say it again. Deliverance and therapy will make you whole. If you enjoy me tonight, if you enjoyed the conversation, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Give me some laughs to let me know that you enjoyed it. I love you guys. I appreciate you for hanging out with Pastor Troy tonight. I love you, and I appreciate you. Auntie Margaret, you know, our family, we crack jokes. We keep it comical, but we keep it 100. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise. Father, you told us tonight to tell the truth, to be honest. You, Father, you said we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. Father, we want to be free of all of our personal issues so that we're able to reach and guide and push and love and encourage those that are around us to tell the truth about themselves, to deal with the truth. So they don't have to live in deception. Father, we love you and we praise you and we glorify you as we change our mentality, as we change our thought pattern, as we let go of the excuses and we step into responsibility and accountability. Father, once again, we let go of the excuses to see what happened was, and we step into accountability and responsibility, and we step in connection with you. Because our connection with you will give us the right attitude, the right demeanor, the right time and the right place to deal with the things that we need to deal with, not only personally, but those around that we love. Father, you said, faithful are the wounds of a friend. I want to be a friend. I want to be a sister. I want to be a brother to those around me so that we can be free. I don't want to be free and be selfish, but I want us all around us to be free. Father, we give your name the praise and the glory in your son Jesus' name, for it is so, and so it is. I love you, and I appreciate you. And as I always say, hashtag boom, let us pray. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Pastor, I thank you for that word on tonight. With all you said, your last key point was tell the truth to yourself. Sometimes we know that's hard to do, especially when we think we look good at something. Tell yourself the truth. I thank God for the wisdom that you've given us with Proverbs and then with 1 Corinthians. I thank God for the scripture. I just thank God for using you to enlighten us, brighten us, and teach us how to tell the truth. So at this time, I'm going to ask Apostle-elect to open up the line so that we may give pastors some comments, giggle along with him, laugh with him, and just tell the truth. Are the lines open, Apostle?
Lines have been open and still are. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So at this time, again, I'll say the lines are open. Please speak to and talk with the man of God.
Amen. Well, this is Cecilia. I thank God because his word in St. John, John, you know, I'm always saying saint because from the old school Bible teaching, John 8, and 31, 32, where it says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, and you are truly my disciples. And if you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I thank him for reminding us to tell the truth. And I thank God for reminding us that we have to abide in his word, and we have to know that as his disciples, we have to know when to tell the truth, how to tell the truth, and be honest with ourselves, like you said, in telling the truth, because many times how we tell the truth can affect how it's received. And that's why I love how Apostle Sandra Thomas, although she apologized to many of us for how she told us the truth, she reminded us that she knew that sometimes it wasn't received because of the how. And so I thank God for teaching us how to tell it. Doesn't mean you don't tell it. You just tell it certain ways, certain seasons, across the pulpit. Nah, that's not it. Calling people's name out. Nah, that's not it. And if it is, God will tell you how to do it and when to do it, so that it can be a teaching moment. I love God. I love his truth, and I love his word. So thank you, Pastor Troy, for reminding us about the importance of God's word and his truth.
Amen. Thank you for those words of encouragement, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else would like to speak to the pastor on tonight? Now that we know that we have a few moments left, Pastor, you have any cheap plugs or information you would like to give to the body of Christ, Sound and Living Waters, or just to Smile 3E?
No cheap plugs. I just thank God for, I love you guys so very much. I thank God for my family. I love you guys, and what an honor and privilege it is to be counted as one of those, to be a part. I love you guys. I thank God for you, and just keep praying for me. I need it. I had a really rough day yesterday. I knew I would miss my mother, but I didn't know I would miss her like that. But I thank God for those that did call and check on me and did encourage me that, you know, it may be a tough situation, but yet God still delivers. Remember those days of love and all that mom did for me. I know you guys understand about missing your mom, but I want you guys to know I appreciate you and I love you. All right, that's all I got. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Amen. I thank God too, because I do know me and my sisters missed our mom also, and we just made sure we loved on each other on yesterday, because it is a day when you no longer have your mom here, and you see how other people are celebrating or missing their mom, especially when it's new. You know, especially when it's new, it's kind of difficult. But I'm going to tell you like this. All we know is we have held on to what our mom taught us and what our mom shared with us, that it makes it a little easier because she still lives through our heart, mind, and because we still speak of her because she is still living through us because of what she taught us. Her life continues to live on, and I thank God for that, having a godly mom. So with all that being said, I'm just going to say, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to still be here in the land of the living, to hear the man of God speak on tonight, and to just enjoy the visual contact with Facebook also. So with that being said, Pastor, would you pray us out on tonight, and I'll give our final remarks.
Sure will. Father, I thank you and I glorify you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity and the strength to do what you have commissioned us and ordained us to do. Father, I pray for all those that are connected with Blog Talk Radio. Father, I thank you that you are strengthening them. And Father, we ban every demon and devil, every spirit of backlash and retaliation. Father, I thank you and I glorify you that you are what we need. That Father, you give us the strength in this time of pandemic that's going on. We give your name the glory and the praise. Father, give us rest in our bodies and our minds right now. in Jesus' name, so that when we rise in the morning, we can take care of our daily duties, our promises and our vows, and that we need so that we can be the light that sit on the hill that should not be healed. Father, we give your name the glory and the praise, and the praise is thine alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen for the strong word on tonight. Amen for God's word. It is a strong word because we know we serve a God that is a strong tower that we can run to and be safe. I thank God for his motto that he has given this ministry from Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I thank God for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. Again, I say that. And I want to tell everyone, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. We want to encourage you all to continue to support Smile 3E, Monday night services. We're here every Monday night of the month, every month of the year. We have a third Monday coming up next week, and our speaker will be Minister Margot McCord, and she will be bringing forth the Word of God. We encourage you all to come and join us with that. We're trying to also get the ministers to also do Facebook Live if possible. Some are not going to be in a situation where they can do it, or they're just not comfortable with it yet, but we're going to pray and ask God to have his way. We're going to also say to each and every listener, when you tune in, call in, you are taking a part in a worldwide ministry. And know that this ministry will last and stand forever. When heaven and earth has passed away, the ministry of God will still be going on. And we just want you to know that God is not through being God. He'll never stop being God. And I want you to know that you can always call on God 24/7. So know that God is able. So with that being said, we want to say good night, everybody, and see you Friday with Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, Facebook Live, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with Let's Talk, and come back on Sunday mornings, 9:30 a.m., Standard Time, 10:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle Elect, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. So know this ministry is always open. Good night.